Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomé River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on during the break. As you know, we had Monica Schaefer interviewing Burton Voss in the first hour. I'll say, as you know, if you were listening, if you're not listening, go back and listen to us in the archives. Now we're getting ready to transition. Monica Schaefer is still going to be running the second half of the show. And we're bringing on another wonderful guest. Her name is Janice Hamblin, and she's excited. I'm excited to have her on. And we're going to finish talking about the stuff that me and Monica had planned. And I know Miss Janice will be ready to roll. I'm going to set this. I'm going to read one thing from y'all. I have a whole lot of stuff I could read, but Miss Monica mentioned the rapes and stuff in the first hour. I'm going to read this one thing out of this book. It's going to be very short. This will be food for y'all to chew on. The name of this book is The Secret Behind Communism by Dr. David Duke. I think it's one of the best books I've ever read. I just read this. Here's a short passage from it. As the leading Soviet journalist during World War II, Ehrenberg's writing against the German invaders were circulated among millions of Soviet troops. And that's Ilya Ehrenberg. In one booklet called Kill, Ehrenberg incites Soviet soldiers to treat Germans as subhumans. His final words include, "The Germans are not human beings. From now on, the word German means to use the most terrible oath, we shall kill. If you had not killed at least one German a day, you have wasted that day. If you cannot kill your German with a bullet, kill him with your bayonet. If there is calm on your part of the front, or if you are waiting for the fighting, kill a German in the meantime. If you leave a German alive, a German will hang a Russian and rape a Russian woman. If you kill one German, kill another. There is nothing more amusing for us than a heap of German corpses. Do not count days. Do not count kilometers. Count only the number of Germans you kill. Kill the German. That is your grandmother's request. Kill the German. That is your child's prayer. Kill the German. That is your mother's loud request." And it goes on and on. He excerpts this Ehrenberg as the guy who dropped thousands and thousands of leaflets over the Mongol hordes going into Germany during the war. Exciting. Extolling the Russians and the barbarians to rape all the women in Germany, and pretty much most of them were raped. Now, I'll shut up. Monica, if you will, we're going to welcome on Janice Hamblin. How are you doing tonight, Janice?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on tonight. Now, that was my little thing. I just set the table there. As you know, this is an all-women show. For women, by women, about women's special concerns, because women suffer more when society just disintegrates, when the milieu disintegrates, in times of war. Rape just seems to be the natural thing for the beast, for the feral human. With that, I'm going to shut up. Miss Monica, discuss what we're going to do tonight. So welcome Janice on, and you girls take off. I'm getting out of the way now. I've said my piece. So go ahead.
All right. Hello, Janice. How are you? And nice to meet you on the radio. What a great place to meet somebody.
It is, yeah. Nice to meet you. We've been following what's happened to you since almost the beginning of when you went into prison. Following what's happened to you and your brother, and anytime we find anything about that on the internet, we listen to it and see what's going on and how you guys are doing. And glad to have you back in your own country.
Thank you so much for that. That's really, really nice. But this is going to be more about you and your story, and, you know, to connect these dots. Like I said in the first hour, I like to try to connect the dots of what's going on around the world and how this is affecting us. And thank you, Eddie, for reading that quote that was distributed on the leaflet from this Ehrenberg, who really, I mean, if that's not the devil incarnate, I don't know what is, but it was just absolute evil. And when they talk about incitement, you know, I was charged with incitement and went to jail for incitement, and my brother currently in jail for incitement, and we're just trying to tell the truth as it is, you see, so everything on its head. Isn't that the way it is? Anyway,
yes.
My understanding, Janice, is that you have been to South Africa. I don't know if that was recently.
Yeah. And yes, actually, we went in 2018 in December, and then we went again in 2019 in the end of September and into October. So it's been pretty recent.
Yes, and you know, I think that if there is one place we should all be looking, it is South Africa, to see what they have in mind for the white people everywhere. And tell us a little bit about your experiences, what you learned when you went there, please.
Well, we spent a lot of time with the Afrikaners, and most of the ones that we met were in a group called the Sightlanders. And you would not find a more hospitable people anywhere. And they were very gracious to us and opened their homes to us all from Cape Town to Johannesburg area. So, you know, we were a lot of different places the second time. But you can, they tell you about stories and things that are going on there. You know, in fact, one lady just sent me a clip where in Johannesburg, a mother, a grandmother and a mother had their house broke into, and the mother was woke up by their dog hearing that, and she went into the grandmother's room and found some man in there trying to choke her to death with like a stick or a pipe. And when she got him off the grandmother, he then slashed her with a knife in the head twice. I mean, those kind of things happen all the time. And in a friend of ours that's a farmer's wife, you know, she's, when we stayed at their place both times, she told us a lot of different things that go on. And you got to think, you're a farmer's wife. And these farms are not like little farms like where I'm from in Tennessee. They're like big farms like what you have in Texas and out west. You know, they're, you know, thousands of acres and there's nobody nearby. And these wives are left in the home with their children for most of the day by themselves. And marauders and evil men know that they are a very soft target. There's no man there to protect them. Now she's a little girl, and she carries a gun on her at all times around the farm.
That's
it's always on her.
Yeah, that's absolute necessity, I would think. And what's the police response to these things that are happening to the farmers and to the farmer wives? Yes, please tell us.
Oh, I hear the music. I'll catch that question.
People, hang on. Monica and Janice, we have to go to a break. And guess what? You girls have stirred up a listener, a caller. So you're popular. We'll be right back, people.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. We have an all-women's show tonight. It's the first time ever we've done this on Blood River Radio. We hope to do it periodically. Anyway, we have Monica Schaefer on. We let Berta Voss go earlier. We also have Janice Hamblin. And girls, we have a caller in. Her name is Nellie. And I believe she has a question for Miss Monica. Go ahead, Nellie.
Well, not really a question. Just wanted to let her know that she's got a lot of fans. I'm a big fan of hers. Recently here, learned a lot about her. I appreciate her work and the optimism that she throws out to us. And through what she's endured, I appreciate what she does. So, and I appreciate you, Eddie, for the show you're doing for the women. So,
thank you so much. I'm really excited about it.
Yes. Cool. I just wanted to cut in and just thank you all. So.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Nellie. That's very kind of you to call.
Yes, thank you. So, I'll let you guys get back to your conversation. I just had to thank you all. So.
God bless you, Nellie. Thank you so much. You have made my day.
It's very
not wonderful, Miss Monica.
Very kind. And oh, sorry, we're just walking on each other here. I'll let you talk, Eddie. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so excited about the jump out of my skin because this show means a lot to me for trying to do something for women. And thank you so much, Nellie, for calling in. Yes, Monica is a great lady. She's a natural radio person, that's for sure. She's very intelligent. But thank you so much, Nellie. Thank you for calling in, and you call in anytime you want to. Girls, before we go back to y'all's conversation, I'm going to read this one more small thing. I think it kind of fits in. This is also from the book, The Secret Behind Communism. It's got a picture here. It says, "Recognize this man? Not one person out of 1,000 knows his name. It is Genrikh Yagoda. And historians agree that the Soviet communist secret police boss was one of the greatest genocidal mass murderers of all time. By the way, he was Jewish. Shut up. Do I dare say that? We hear nothing about him in the globalist media. However, Israeli media reveals several things that are hushed up from the rest of us. A major Israeli publication, Ynet News, disclosed the historical truth about Yagoda Sagan. I'm almost through. We mustn't forget that some of the greatest mass murderers of all time were Jewish. Now, this comes from a Jewish publication. Now, see, they can say things that we can't say. Now, for repeating this verse, for reading this, they'll say that we're anti-Semitic. And here's the punch. Here's the punchline. Genrikh Yagoda was the greatest Jewish murderer of the 20th century. He's responsible for the deaths of at least 10 million people. And yet, that is 4 million more than the Jews claimed the Germans killed. Hitler was just he was an amateur. He only killed 6 million. And this is just one of the... So, yes,
that's right. That's right. Those are all lies. But even if they were true, you're absolutely right. Even if those stories were true, those numbers are dwarfed by what happened in Russia to the Russian people from the Bolsheviks. And this is so important that people understand what is Bolshevism, what is communism. The Jewish people themselves.
Russian Jews.
It is Judaism. I mean, the Jewish people themselves have written that, have said it. Communism equals Judaism. Judaism equals communism. And, you know, to think that in school, when we learned about communism, and I'm 60 now, so going through school in the 60s and 70s, basically, you know, social studies class, yeah, we learned a little bit about communism, different systems, different things around the world, and we were left with this impression that, yeah, that kind of sounds good, you know, everybody gets equal treatment or whatever.
I was raised learning that communism was bad, but the problem that they never taught you was that you thought they gave you the impression that communism came out of the Russian people, and it wasn't the Russian people at all. It was the Russian Jews, the Khazarians. They're the ones that were the communists, and they are the ones that repressed and murdered those millions, because altogether there was probably about 50 million real Russians that died. And that is really a very sad fact. And to pull that into South Africa, the ANC, the ruling government in Africa, was basically backed by Soviets before they fell. So
yes,
it is a communist government in some sort, you know, for all points of it. It's a communist government.
Absolutely.
Mandela was a communist. But to get back to your question about the police, they don't bother to come to any kind of a call promptly. Could be hours before they show up. Sometimes they're actual participants in it, because there have been farm attacks that have where their cell phones were jammed, and only the police have equipment that jams cell phones. And even if they're not the participants, a lot of the guns, because somehow the police and the army kind of lose guns. And some of those end up in the people that are doing farm attacks or even home invasions. And the thing about the home, you know, when they do the farm attacks, it's never one-on-one. It's four or more. And even a husband and a wife, what does a husband and wife, how can they, and especially a wife, how can they protect themselves and their children against four or more armed men? And especially when, if they were to shoot the men, they're more likely to go to jail for assault than these home invaders are.
Yes, it gets completely reversed, just like in other situations, everything gets reversed. Mm-hmm. So if you try to defend yourself, you end up being charged with assault or something like that.
Or murder
if
the person dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. There was a thing about, too, that our friend Simon Roche talked about, where some men found some boys stealing from the farm. And so they load them up and, you know, tied their hands and load them up, and they're going to take them to the authorities for being thieves. Well, one of them jumps out and breaks his neck. Now, how's that their fault? He chose to jump out of the truck, and he died. They're in jail for murder.
Oh no. Yeah. So you can't even, you know, take care of trying to bring the actual criminal, to the authorities. I mean, that's, you know, what's that going to encourage? I think perhaps it'll encourage some vigilantism, which, you know, is that's maybe the only answer. I don't know. Is that happening? Do you know?
I do not have any personal knowledge that it is happening. It might be. But if you were to try to do that, you would have to be, I mean, it would have to be all under. And I don't really think that they can take that kind of a risk, because most of these people are very hardworking and God-fearing people. And, you know, their land is, the government's trying to steal their land from them. People are murdering them for their guns or whatever. They think farmers are rich. No, they're frugal, and they work hard. And, you know,
yes.
You know, they always say that whites have white privilege. And what I always say is, if having two parents, actually learning something at school, getting a job, and working for what I want is white privilege, that's something anybody can have.
Well, girls, we've got to go to another break. We'll be right back. We'll go right back to Jadice. As soon as we come back to the break, we'll let her finish her comment.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii called for introducing a universal basic income of $1,000 per month until coronavirus no longer presents a public health emergency.
Most Americans don't have that safety emergency bank account, even for a short term, what to speak of if you're talking about weeks or potentially months. And so really looking at this universal basic payment, an emergency direct aid to every single American, I think, makes absolutely the most sense.
The spread of the virus has sparked wide concerns about the economy, leading to the cancellations of numerous events and conferences. The coronavirus has now killed 41 Americans, and there are more than 2,000 cases nationwide, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. We'll continue to bring you coronavirus updates and everything you need to know right here at USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Senator Bernie Sanders won the Northern Mariana Islands Democratic Presidential Caucus, grabbing 4 of the 6 delegates. Former Vice President Joe Biden won the other 2. This shrinks Biden's lead to 154 delegates. 4 states will continue their primaries on Tuesday. And the top election officials from those 4 states, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, have all said in a joint statement the vote will continue on Tuesday, saying they were confident elections would be secure and safe despite the virus. They encourage all healthy poll workers to show up. Tech giant Apple is closing its stores outside of China for 2 weeks and will only sell online as part of efforts to fight the global viral pandemic, according to CEO Tim Cook, tweeting that Apple will be temporarily closing all the stores outside of Greater China until March 27th and committing $15 million to help with worldwide recovery. Workers will continue to be paid and office staff will work remotely whenever possible. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're right back to the break. And just in case you tuned in case I didn't cover it well enough, this is the first ever all-women show that we've done on Blood River Radio. I wish we'd have done it earlier, but we're trying to honor women. We're trying to bring more women into the boobit because, you know, reality is hard for a lot of people to face. And the reality in the situation is, and I know Janice will agree to this because she sent me a text message a week or two ago saying that if things continue on in the United States like they're going, then all we have to do is look at post-World War II Germany at the end of the war where all millions and millions of people were killed and raped. And even better than that, look at modern-day South Africa. So that's what's in store for us, people. And I know my baby may be repeating myself, but we need to emphasize that women, especially women with children, women and children, always suffer disproportionately in any time that the society breaks down, the milieu, whatever you want to call it. So I think we should get these people out there in the audience. Another purpose I wanted to do, another goal I had was to get women that listen to this show, start planning. What can you do? What are the solutions? Could you learn how to handle a knife? Could you learn how to handle a gun? Should you take judo, jiu-jitsu, et cetera, et cetera? But people, I guarantee you, it's coming. It's coming. And I would read another excerpt out of here. I'll just say, then going back to Germany in the Eastern European, I'm going to shut up. Of the 6 major Soviet secret police states, they had organizations, the Cheka, the KGB. They probably killed, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, they killed in excess of 66 million people. The Jews, and they weren't Russians that were running these concentration camps. All 6 of the major concentration camps in the Soviet Union were run by Jews. And I'll repeat this one more time. Alexander Solzhenitsyn says, in his great research, says between 1918 and 1959, at least 66 million died at the hands of the communist rulers of Russia, a.k.a. the communist Jews. Back to you, Janice.
Okay. I would like to also point out that women are raped there. And they don't rape just women. They rape all the way down to young babies. And they have one of the highest concentration of AIDS epidemic in South Africa. And these people have been told that if they rape a virgin, they will be cured of their AIDS. And so they rape children and babies to be cured of their AIDS. I mean, we in the West think, we shake our heads when we hear something like that. How can anybody think that's going to cure anything? That's just going to spread it.
Of course. It's absolutely diabolical. And what we are dealing with here is this epic battle between good and evil. There is no other explanation, really, or way to describe it. It is an epic battle between good and evil. And, you know, the evil being represented by the devil and people who worship the devil. And the Judaism is that. They do have their own special God. So when they have taught us that they are God's chosen people, which, you know, that's what we learned in school, that's their God. That's a different God. You know, this is Satan. I mean, you know, this is just, there is no other rational explanation for the evilness that comes out of this, you know, their agenda, their plan. And we know, they have told us, it's not a secret, they have told us that they want to get rid of the white race. You know, you just listen to what Noel Ignatieff said. He was a Harvard professor, so very well respected by the mainstream, you know, a Harvard professor saying, you know, the white race is a cancer, and how could anybody possibly be against getting rid of it? And, you know, that this would be loyalty to humanity to get rid of the white race. So these are not secrets. They have told us that is their goal.
Can I tell you what they want to replace us with?
In
South Africa, they are now going to allow witch doctors to practice in their hospital.
Wow.
Their hospital care, if it's public, it's atrocious. You know, they're not cared for. Sometimes they don't even have beds. They're letting witch doctors come back in there. And I had watched a clip about some of the things that witch doctors do, and it's atrocious. I mean, they will cut body parts off people while they're alive, thinking that the more they scream, the louder they scream, the more magic is in that body part when they're dead. I mean, it's atrocious. It's horrible. Back to, like, maybe the farm murders, because we want to talk about women. Well, that's actually done about children. They will steal children and cut body parts off of them and let them scream until they're dead. That's mainly black. They mainly do it to the black children, and it's awful what they do to them, too.
The whole thing about what's going on with the, harvesting adrenochrome. Have you heard of that? Adrenochrome. Mm. So this is the blood from children or babies who suffered or were terrified before they died, or maybe they even, you know, drain the blood while they're still alive, but they're terrified, and so the blood is filled with adrenaline. Exactly, and this is, I guess, this the highest priced, highest valued drug in the Hollywood scene, apparently, and there are people in high positions of power who are addicted to this stuff, adrenochrome, and it is the currency, basically, in place of high power. So when we're talking about women and children, and this is what they're doing to babies and children, this is stuff that, if you haven't actually, you know, started to learn about what's going on in the world and learn that, you know, pedophilia is absolutely rampant, you would think, well, we're just crazy people talking about stuff like this, because it is so unbelievable. But
it is unbelievable how evil some people really are. I mean, the thing is, if you go into what the Talmud says, it okays a lot of this stuff.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
It backs it up.
It does. I mean, yeah, it's their holy books that tell them that, you know, it's okay to rape a 3-year-old girl, and if it's a goy, you know, the non-Jew. I mean, there's all kinds of things in the Talmud that if ever there was a book that should be labeled as hate speech, I mean, there it is, right?
Yes. And, you know, and back to the farm murders, my friend also told me, she says, you know, they have been extremely good to their workers. And their workers are all black, you know. And the husband says he pays all of his workers enough money that if they wanted to make have their own little farm, they make enough money to have it. And then, you know, they help with school supplies for the children of some of their workers and, you know, things like that. Get it, you know, and yet they know unequivocally they could not rely on them to back them up.
No, that's right. Well, that because they're being incited.
They would turn them in. And the thing is, part of it is they are, sometimes they're, like, say a gang wants to come in to a farm, it's like, you're going to tell me their schedule or we'll kill you.
That's right.
And if
I think
you warn
that's...
them, we will kill you. So,
yeah, that's right. It would be pretty easy to put the fear into the farm workers, because I would imagine that many of these farm workers would want to be loyal to the people who have been taking good care of them, basically, and when things are running well and smoothly and in a civilized manner, and then suddenly they got to turn on their bosses, you know. And but yes, it would be quite easy to do that by threatening them, right?
Point was made out is that they have a cruel nature,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out in how they do the farm murders, because they don't just murder you, they torture you.
Yeah.
Ladies, we have to go to a break, and we'll come right back to this where we are. When we come back for the break, we'll be right back. I hate to interrupt you, but we got to take a break.
I heard the music.
Are you still there? Can I talk
I'm
to?
I'm still here. Yeah.
Oh, cool. We can actually talk. Like I never, and I would assume that they don't let our voice.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, I'll tell you what, these ladies tonight have strictly made my day, that's for sure. I can't remember when I've had such a feeling of satisfaction. I feel like, even though I've taken a very small part in the show, I feel like that I'm really doing good for my fellow man, my sisters out there. I feel like we're trying to draw attention to some of the problems and hopefully try to get some solutions out there. You know, I'm just going to read this one scripture. I had a bunch of them, but I'm going to hold it short. Y'all were talking about evil, Satan, these people being satanic, these satanic Jews. It says, I'm going to Ephesians. I've read this 100 times, but I've got to read it one more time. This is the sixth chapter of Ephesians. I'll start at 6:10, the 10th verse. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's exactly who we're fighting. We're fighting the devil's children. I would read St. John chapter 8, verse 44, but I won't read that. It's too time consuming. I'm going to go right back to these ladies. And I'd just like to make a comment. Miss Monica, I think you were talking about probably the term you're referencing about this drinking this blood and things like that, through having the adrenaline in it. I think that our illustrious Hillary Clinton and her company were doing what they call spirit cooking. Now, I'm not for sure if that's what they were doing, but I believe they did that, and I think they called it spirit cooking. It may be wrong. Maybe Janice might know more about that. Go back to you, Janice.
No, I don't know anything about spirit cooking. Not really, but I do think a lot of
I know you hadn't participated in it. I just thought, you know, they were doing it. They mixed blood and they put semen in it. All this ungodly stuff that only a satanic Jew could think up. And they called, that's what was that piece of parlor up there in the Northeast somewhere? We had Inspector Jim Rothstein on talking about that. But they do everything evil imaginable. But anyway, so much for that. I'm going to shut up and it's going right back to the women.
Yeah, there was a lot of this was coded in this Pizzagate,
yes,
stuff, you know. So they had all kinds of code words for different activities of theirs, different evil activities, you know, whether it was about the blood.
But when we say it, it's a conspiracy theory.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean that whole thing about conspiracy. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I could just say, oh, I guess you're a coincidence theorist about various things that have happened and that there is evidence to show and whatnot. Anyway, that term was dreamed up after JFK was murdered and people started questioning the Warren Commission report.
Yes.
And so the CIA coined this as a bad word, as a weaponized word. Oh, a conspiracy theorist. And actually, I just want to briefly talk about weaponized terms and then hand it back to you, Janice. But, you know, earlier we were talking about white privilege, that this term of white privilege, and what does that actually mean? And really that term has just been weaponized as a concept. It's just a weaponized concept against white people. And same with any number of other words. One of the most weaponized words these days is racist. And when you actually look into this, the only people who are, by their definition, only white people can be racist, by their definition.
That's because we have white privilege.
Ah, yes, of course. This all ties together, doesn't it? And I love the way you defined this or asked the question, oh, is it because you've worked hard and, you know, your ancestors have worked hard, you've worked hard all your life, you've built something up and you basically are, you know, creating something. You're creating your beautiful farm or whatever it is that you've created. And then you earn a living doing that. And like you say, it doesn't have to be a rich living, but you are frugal and you
So you do well that way, and that's now white privilege, is it? You know, that was excellent how you put that, Janice. But I'd like to give it back to you. I know we have very few minutes left, and so if you would like to, you know...
Yes.
Yeah,
I do have
here.
A couple other things on my mind. One thing is that they originally did the buyback program where they let black farmers buy a white farmer's farm, you know, for money. And what they found out is that most of them, like if they bought a dairy farm, they slaughtered the animals and sold a lot of the stuff for scrap. They didn't farm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the farms that we went to, an American couldn't go and make anything out of it. And these men, they work hard and long hours, and they grow grain, and they raise sheep for wool, and they raise cows, and they dairy farm, and fruit trees and everything. They're hardworking. They found a way to make things grow where it shouldn't grow, and they're being condemned for it. And what I would tell all Americans, you first need to look at what happened to Rhodesia, now called Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. They went in there, the communists took over the country, and then after a while, they started confiscating land, murdering people, running them out of the country. Now they're trying to do the same thing in South Africa to a group of people that were there before any of these, like they were there before the Zulus and all these other tribes that came in from the Congo area. They were there first, and yet somehow they stole the land. This farmer showed me the deed to the farm they were on. It was like written in 1690. The same family has been on that farm since 1690, and yet somehow they stole that land.
Yes, that's such a lie. And I'll just interject. I mean, this notion that the white people were there first, to me, because of my, you know, so-called education from school and whatnot, when I first had that told to me, I couldn't believe it. And it took a while for me to then, you know, actually break down my resistance to actually researching it, because it was so ingrained in us. Yes, oh yes, the white people bad, stole the land, and so now they're, you know, they deserve what they get. And it's so important to tell this history, to tell the truth about this history, and that we educate people about that. Do continue, please.
United States, Canada, and all the European countries really need to really learn something about South Africa, because they are the canary in the coal mine. And what's their fate? What was Zimbabwe's, which we didn't even think about back then, but we can look at South Africa was a first world nation in 1994.
Yes.
Not that now, and it's slowly deteriorating even more. But we need to look at that. You know,
absolutely.
The white South Africans, a lot of them, A, either don't want to leave, because you know what? It's their home. It's their land. It's their country. Or they can't leave even if they wanted to. Where are we going to go when we are a minority in our own countries? There will be
exactly.
no place for us to go. We
exactly.
will be subjected just like they are. Our women and children will be raped, and our men and women will not be allowed. You know, they have BEE, which is a thing that says that a white person cannot be a full owner of a business, especially if they're going to do business with the government. They, in a lot of places, they are not allowed to have jobs.
Girls,
that's
excuse
why
me,
all
have
their
about,
infrastructure
about 90
has
seconds, girls.
Gone to pot. They don't let white people help fix it.
Yeah, it's just so critical that we look at, like you say, at South Africa and at Rhodesia, what's now Zimbabwe, and wake our people up. And the people are waking up in droves, but we do need to stand up and resist this agenda, because otherwise this is our fate, isn't it?
Yes,
and
it is.
We need to stand up. And I really like the optimism of our last guest also, that said, you know, it is a new age. There is a new awakening. And I mean, I don't think it's going to be pretty in the meantime, but in the end, we will win this. We must.
Yeah. And to tie it into your first guess, I would say that Germany was the first country. They were punished by England because they were too industrious, and by Russia.
And we have to make...
They were done.
We have to make it clear. We have to make it clear who incited those wars for brother to fight brother. It was the Jews who incited and started those wars. And that is what we do need to be aware of and name them. And that's, yeah, I think that they are so afraid of us right now. And that's why they're cracking down with the censorship, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think that after we went to and heard about the Anglo-Boer War and how the British just went in there and stole land from the...
Girls, we're totally out of time.
I guess we have to wrap it up.
Would one of you... yes, well, listen, girls, what could Blood River Radio do? What could we do more to raise awareness, to put forth solutions? 10 seconds. Monica.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I had some more time here. Well, I think we need to wake up everybody around us and speak and don't be afraid. Shed your fear. That would be what I would end with, is shed your fear.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Monica. Thank you so much, Denise. We're just about totally out of time. Thank you so much for being on. People, God, thank you so much for listening to our first ever all-women show. God willing, we'll see you next week, the 21st. Thank you so much.